This is Rupert Evershed reading my monthly nature notes. The lark ascending. At this particular juncture in the year, I am apt to find a certain seasonal impatience sets in, somewhat akin to a small child constantly asking, "Are we there yet?" Spring must surely be just round the corner, with warmer days and bluer skies, and yet, as I put pen to paper, the rain still falls and the forecast still forebodes continuing wetness. The days, although longer, are reduced and overcast by cloud. It is depressing weather, and looking out of the kitchen window, the question in my mind is, will it ever end? In a hopeful but maybe misplaced act of liberation, I let out a butterfly that flapped wearily on my hand as if expressing the same longing for summer sun, but finding itself awake in the shadow of winter. It fluttered into the ivy, hopefully to find a new shelter, and hang on, like me, for the warmth of a summer day. Tempting though it may be to join the butterfly in hibernation, I instead choose a different tack. In order to steer a course through these pre-spring doldrums, I find myself looking for and listening out for every clue that suggests spring is finally here. And the signs are there, if not the daffodils, then the green finch's wheezing song and fluttery display flight overhead. If not the insistent song thrush repeating every phrase, then maybe the pair of blue tits, excitedly exploring nesting options in the garden. With each new sign, the assurance of spring grows, and I, once again, dare to believe and start doing spring-like things myself, tidying the garden and repairing the lawn. However, there is one bird that puts my hesitant hopes to shame, and, casting caution to the wind, blows any lingering winter cobwebs away. Such is this bird's unrestrained confidence in the arrival of spring that it soars up from the still brown earth, pouring its joy out in a cascading song that fills the air. To be showered by this song is to know that spring has arrived, and at the same time be lifted in your own spirit to bear with any wintry elements that remain. The bird is, of course, the skylark. No other bird, save perhaps the nightingale, has prompted such praise and admiration, often expressed in poetry, for its uplifting and rapturous song that accompanies the walker at this time of year. William Wordsworth, in his poem To a Skylark, calls the lark an ethereal minstrel and praises it for making a better choice than the nightingale that hides in her shady wood, the lark choosing instead the privacy of glorious light. And indeed, as anyone will know who has tried to see a skylark as it sings, it's not that easy. This little brown bird rises higher and higher, eventually lost in not just the magnitude of the skies, but also of its song that fills the air and seems to echo around the fields, giving it a ventriloquistic quality. One is left staring upwards and searching open-mouthed and dazzled, perhaps tempted, like the poets, to sublimate the lark as a heavenly being, pointing the way to heaven. Perhaps the most famous poem, and my favourite, to eulogise the skylark, is that of Percy Bysshe Shelley, also titled To a Skylark. Written in late 1820, following an evening walk with his wife, the author Mary Shelley, near Livorno in Italy, the poem beautifully captures the wonder the skylark's song engenders. What objects are the fountains of thy happy strain? What fields or waves or mountains? What shapes of sky or plain? What love of thine own kind? What ignorance of pain? I wonder if the skylark's apparent innocence and happiness were particularly appreciated by the couple, in contrast with Mary's horror creation, Frankenstein, published only 2 years earlier. Whatever the case, the skylark still lifts our spirits with its outpouring of joyous song, as it has done throughout the centuries. As I close this piece, the sun is shining, and somewhere a lark is singing its heart out. When it rains again, as I'm sure it will, I shall content myself with rereading Shelley's poem, whilst listening to that classical masterpiece of Vaughan Williams, The Lark Ascending.